Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
It looks like another odd year for Carolina basketball. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. In the three seasons of this decade that end with odd numbers, the Tar Heels have played at a level that does not meet the standards set by Hall of Fame coaches for most of the last 60 years. In 2021, Roy Williams knew he wasn't doing the job expected of him and graciously retired after 18 seasons and three national championships. The season ended with a blowout loss to Wisconsin in the first round of the NCAA tournament, Roy's first such ouster. After taking his first UNC team on a historic Final Four run, Hubert Davis's 2022-23 squad missed the NCAA tourney despite beginning the season ranked number one in the country. On the way to an 11-9 ACC record and 20-13 overall, games were lost in the last few minutes and five close defeats in February doomed a return to the big dance. After a team with a rebuilt roster made it to the Sweet 16 and might have been a basket or two from another Final Four, the 2024-25 Tar Heels have followed up with something beginning to look like their two odd number additions, for some of the same reasons and some new foibles that belie what is expected of them. The defeat at Louisville on Sunday night was one of those losses. Sure, the lack of an inside game gives these Heels little presence in the paint and rim protection. So far, even the talented pieces are not coalescing. Davis said his team wasn't tough or physical enough. In a foul fest at the Yum Center, where 50 fouls were called and 62 free throws attempted, Carolina still fought back to trail 70-69 behind a combined 37 points and 8 rebounds from freshman Ian Jackson and Drake Powell. But all of them lost their poise after another big comeback and were outscored 13-1 to the 83-70 final. Granted, Louisville, under new coach Pat Kelsey, with 16 new players on the roster, is much better than the teams that won 5 ACC games over the last two seasons. They held their composure better than the visitors, who shot 40% and had 3 players foul out, including a frustrated Elliot Godot. Powell, Godot, and Cade Tyson collected 15 of the team's total 29. Despite staying within 10 points for most of the game, the Tar Heels came unglued, especially after Powell and Jackson had led the scoring in the second half comeback. They are looking like a team that might finish in the middle of the ACC race and be on the NCAA bubble for most of the season. With R.J. Davis departing and 3 other 5-stars who could enter the portal or NBA draft, the best hope for next season might be that it ends in an even number, like 2022 and 2024, and Hubert can restock the roster once again. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.